لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, it's a strange situation today where we seem to have decided to pick and choose what we consider to be right and what we consider to be wrong. And this has no relation to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed and stated as right and wrong. And I think that is the foundation of our problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a religion and sent us a deen which is complete. And He sent us a standard of what is right and what is wrong. And that's why the Quran is called Al-Furqan, which is a criterion, a way of judging what is correct and what is not correct. And the beauty of the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is that it doesn't change based on the time, it doesn't change because of fashion, it doesn't change because some things which hitherto had been prohibited, but because society goes against it enough that it becomes or it is seen as permitted. A classic one is alcohol, which has always been prohibited in most societies. In the US, I think it was in the, when was the prohibition in the US? I think maybe 50s or 440s. They spent millions of dollars trying to enforce prohibition of alcohol because they were sure and they were clear about the evil of this and how it destroys families and how it destroys people and accidents and so on and so on. But eventually they gave up. And today it's a tax deductible expense. Not only is it not prohibited, but it's actually in a way promoted because you can actually, on official parties and so on, you can the alcohol can be deducted as an expense. And so also with many other things. If you take what happened to fashion, what happened to clothes. And this is all because we have decided to interfere and enter in the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have taken it upon ourselves to make certain things halal and certain things haram, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make. For example, we decided that we accept that pork is halal, is haram. So Muslims don't eat pork. But Allah also made gambling haram. But Muslims have no trouble gambling, you know, playing rummy with the or whatever tinpatti or what, you know, God knows what they play. But anyway, with money. They have no problem gambling with money. They have no problem betting money on racehorses, on horse racing, and so on and so forth. And they actually take pride in that. And they have absolutely no shame to say that I'm a member of this club or that club, which is set up specifically. Go and read the bylaws of the club, why the club is set up. They have no shame in being members of those clubs. They have no shame in vying for and competing for the stewardship or a membership of the box of the race club, wherever the race club might be, the turf club. No shame, absolutely. Although that is as haram as alcohol, as haram as pork. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned all these three together in the same ayah. Al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijsum min amali shaitani fajtanibu. Allah mentioned all of them together in the same ayah. But we decide that one is okay and the other one is not okay. We decide that it is okay to have a girlfriend or two, but it is not okay to marry a second time. So legally to marry a second time is haram. But illegally to have girlfriend is fine. This is our judgment. This is our judgment. I mean, just go and try and talk about a second wife in your house and you'll have a conflagration. But the fact that people have girlfriends is taken for granted. It's taken for granted. It's everyone smiles about it and they laugh about it and so on and so forth. Right? I'm not saying anyone in this room has a girlfriend, or at least I don't know about that. But anyway, the point is that this is accepted, right? We have decided to accept certain things and we have decided to make some things haram. Stealing a chair or a table or stealing a phone is haram. But stealing somebody's published material is okay. Muslims think that copyright means the right to copy. And they have become absolutely, Muslims have become the laughing stock of the world. Go and look at, go to YouTube and look at the videos of Quran recitation. Look at the videos of the lecture of this sheikh and that sheikh. And you will find plagiarized material of videos which were made by other people for other reasons. You will have videos of storms and videos of this and videos of the galaxies and so on and so forth, which were made by other people, which have been shamelessly plagiarized, theft, stolen, and you put that as the background for a Quran recitation of some ayat which talks about the flood, for example. Or it talks about earthquake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. You find a video of an earthquake. Did you make this video? Somebody made a video of an earthquake. You take that and you shamelessly use it as a background of a Quran recitation. So you're taking stolen material and using it as a background for Quran recitation. No shame whatsoever. It is haram. It is theft like anything else. There is no difference between stealing a piece of meat or stealing an idea or stealing somebody's writing or something. I mean, people write, people do research and they publish material. It doesn't come for free. Somebody spent a lot of time and energy and ideas. The original idea itself has to come. You know, I get a lot of pleasure when my material is stolen. It's regularly stolen, right? And not only stolen, but sometimes one day somebody phones me and says, he calls me from, I won't mention the country and so on because then people will know who I'm talking about. But they called me and they said, so and so sheikh mentioned such and such and he's quoting me verbatim without mentioning the source. And he says, he's saying all this as if it is his own. So I said, what kind of sheikh are you going to? The man cannot distinguish between halal and haram. He can't distinguish between what is stolen and not stolen. And that's the kind of sheikh you are going to. Why are you listening to that person? He said, it's all your stuff. And it was my stuff. And this is not once. Many times. Many, many times. And not only that, people are dumb enough to steal my stuff and send it back to me. Because they post it on some group. And, you know, either I am on the group or, you know, alhamdulillah, we have got enough and more of our friends and so on who are on the group and who can recognize what I have written. And they send it to me and they say, this is yours. Because obviously it is mine. Now, my point is that This is the root cause. The root cause is, and Allah mentioned this in the Quran. Allah said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالْبَعْدِ. Allah said, will you take something from the kitab and you will leave something? This ayat came about the Yahud, but it applies to us because this is what we are doing today. Right? Allah made music haram, but we made it halal on ourselves because we like to listen to music. So, the whole point is that what is right and what is wrong depends on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made right and what He made wrong. Not on what we made right and wrong. And the big issue about this is that we don't know what kind of evil it takes us into. For example, today people have, one is to do wrong and the other one is to claim and state that it is not wrong. Yeah, take the issue of not following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Take the issue of beard or whatever, any other sunnah. One is somebody is not following the sunnah for whatever reason. I'm not saying what the person is doing is right, it's correct. It is not right, it is not correct. But the person has their own reason, maybe, you know, their own internal weakness, maybe this, maybe that, Allah Alam. But we don't know. Maybe the person makes tawbah inside, maybe the person is asking Allah, Ya Allah, I've got this weakness, Ya Allah, forgive me, and so on. So that's a different kind of person. But there is another kind of person who actually says that this is not there at all. So here you have a situation where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a specific order. Take the issue of beard, because that's the simplest one to explain. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beard is not only the sunnah as in what he did, but it is the sunnah as in what he ordered. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically gave the hukum. And he said, do not cut your beards, do not shave your beards, And he said, trim your mustaches. So, specific instruction of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, the one who does not do that is wrong on two counts. One is he is not following the sunnah, which is not doing ittiba. And the other one is that he is not even following the hukum of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But as I said, maybe somebody does not keep a beard for XYZ reason. The person is, you know, he knows what is in his heart and Allah is the one to forgive. So, leave that. But on the other hand, you've got somebody who says, beard is not in Islam at all. This is not a sunnah. There's no need to do that. Now, there is a vast difference between these two people. Huge difference. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned about disagreeing with the hukum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Specific ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا خَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by himself. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. Allah said, by your Rabb. Allah is taking an oath by himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying very clearly, Allah says, verily, by your Rabb, they are not Muslims. La yuminuna. They cannot have iman until they accept your hukum, until they accept your judgment between them, until they accept your judgment in any particular case, completely and totally, and not even have resistance about the judgment in their hearts. Now see this ayat. You know and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically does not hold you accountable for what is in your heart. Allah does not hold us accountable for our desires and for our thoughts. The accountability only comes once you speak something or once you do something. So you can have, I mean, I'm not promoting anyone to have haram desires. But I'm saying, you know, the heart is the heart, the nafs is the nafs, we have shahwat. So maybe you want to do something which is wrong, but until you do that wrong thing, there is no sin on you. But in this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, even if you think, even if you have in your heart any resistance to what my Nabi says, you are out of Islam. Now imagine, Allah says they are not Muslim. Even if in their heart they feel that the hukum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wrong, that the hukum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need not be obeyed, that the hukum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not important, even if they have it in their hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are not. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى. Until. Now people talk whatever they want. They talk whatever they want. In Guyana, I lived in Guyana 5 years. And the Guyanese have some nice quotes. And one of the Guyanese quotes, they say, he talks because he got mouth. He says, the man talks because he has a mouth. I mean, there's no sense, nothing. He talks only because he has a mouth. There are people like that. They talk because they have a mouth. So people say all kinds of things. Now my point is, all that you said is a sentence. But your sentence took you out of Islam. Because your sentence was disrespectful about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your sentence did not respect the hukum of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It did not respect the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of that one sentence, you are kharijul Islam. You are out of Islam. Now that will not show on your face. You will not grow two horns and a tail. Nothing will happen. You will look the way you are. You will die the way you are. People will even take you, they will even pray Salatul Janazah on you and they will put you into your qabr and you will realize what you were when the Malaika come for you. Nobody will know. Nobody will know. But how did that happen? Because you decided to make halal on yourself what Allah made haram. Allah made haram the criticism of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made haram disrespect to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much disrespect? Even to have it in your heart. So let alone talking about it, let alone showing it, even to have in your heart. And may Allah save us from this, and may Allah clean our hearts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to live with Iman and die with Iman. Even if in your heart you feel that. I'm not giving you my opinion, I'm giving you the ayat of the Quran. So it is a very dangerous situation and a very dangerous thing for us to decide for ourselves what is halal, what is haram, when there is a deen, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified and decided and told us. The khair for us is in staying with what Allah decided, because Allah's decisions are for our benefit. Allah doesn't care. Allah does not, it doesn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether you drink or you don't drink or you say what you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent salawat on His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is not in need of our praise. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is not in need of our saying good things about him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said good things about him. How can anybody exceed that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent salawat on his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether you or I send or not, it doesn't make any difference to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's for our own benefit. If someone tries to insult the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they cannot do it. They can do, they can draw any amount of cartoons, they can do what they want. It doesn't affect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is what he is, and he knows what he is. His Rabb knows what he is. But when we decide to do these things, I agree, Muslims are not drawing cartoons, but Muslims are saying things which deny the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Muslims are saying some things against the ahkam of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So where does that leave us? I remind myself and you, let us stay within the boundaries of Islam. Let us not make it upon ourselves to make this halal and that haram. It is not our job. Our job is to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. What Allah made halal is halal. What Allah made haram is haram. Nobody on the face of the earth can change that. Nobody can give any amount of fatwas. You can get fatwas to fill this room. It still will not make what is halal into haram or what is haram into halal. The issue of interest is the same. People give fatwa. Interest is jais in this country. Who told you? From where did you get that? And believe me, just because you find a fatwa from somewhere, from some compliant alim, it does not change the situation. The fatwa does not change the hukum. The fatwa is an opinion of a lawyer. The hukum is a judgment of the ruler. And the ruler in this case is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The judgment of Allah is atal. It has come. It is done. Signed, sealed. Nobody on the face of the earth can change a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can give fatwas till the cows come home. No fatwa will change any hukum. What is the hukum of Allah? Is the hukum of Allah. You can accept it or you can deny it. And there are consequences for both. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live within the boundaries that He has set for ourselves, because we know that this is for our own benefit, and to stay away from people who talk the opposite. It's very important not even to be in the company of people who talk about something which is against what Islam has decreed. Forget about doing it. It's not even permitted to be in the company of such people. So, best thing is stay away from them. Stay away from this kind of talk, because we don't know shaitan is there. We don't know what comes, and next thing you know, you also start doing those things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is displeasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.